that uses rhythm in another direction through the genre drum and bass. She is known for revitalizing the jungle and drum bass genres, and her song that we just played, Love Like, uses fast breakbeats and energetic percussion that creates a completely different feeling. But underneath it all, there's still some idea of using rhythm to create movement and energy. And even though these styles are very different, rhythm continues to be a common element between the artist's music. Right now, we're going to have our quick public service announcement.
All right, we're going to get started.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
That's so nice to hear.
It's when we're at our best, personally and professionally, I feel like.
I saw you guys at a show for Mr. Merlot at Toast Collective. I was wondering if you guys had any like local favorites in the scene.
I like Man Eater is so good, coming out with a new tape really soon. There's something to look out for.
The series engages artists in the conversations about the community and cool topics that affect them the most.
The way your vocals fit in, right, kind of in this other layer, and your guitar and your drums, and you're able to make this like impressive amount of sound for just the two of you. So I just wanted to get into that. Mm-hmm.
You can watch the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube channel or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds, hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
All right, now we're going to go to our third set of songs for this episode. Up first, we're going to have Salto by Sknit.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Salto by Snit. Next up we have is Balter by Minor Sign Project.
We'll be right back.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Balter by Minor Sign Project. Up next is Clap Flame by Simo Live Cell.
Thank you.
listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Clap Flame by Simo Sal. So this party episode looks at how repetition can become its own forms of creativity. So what we have first was Snit, which is an artist that explores the idea that rhythm itself can become a narrative. There's percussion, like loose steel balls that uses across arcade cabinet, and there's melodies that appear only to dissolve into echoes, as you've heard the song, and also vocal fragments that surfaces as memories and just obvious hooks. So this is what I'm quoting from in Bandcamp from his piece. So the result is a record that feels constantly in motion and invites repeated listens to uncover its hidden details. Its opening piece, Salto, captures that philosophy perfectly by balancing buoyant energy with an unexpectedly wistful ending that transforms anticipation into curiosity. And then there's also that the Titans of Screws, that which is using crushing low frequencies and vintage keyboard textures that quietly acknowledges dance music's lineage while remaining firmly focused on the present. After that, we played Minor Sign Project, which uses techno, which often takes the opposite direction of what we've heard with Snit. They build music from repeating patterns that slowly develop over time. Instead of constantly introducing new ideas, it creates interest through gradual change. And in Simocell's music brings together several rhythmic layers at once by creating polyrhythms that encourage listeners to hear multiple pulses happening together. It shows that rhythm doesn't always have to follow one path. There are different paths that can exist at the same time and still feel connected. And is currently exploring the spontaneous and lively sound with more dynamics and movement. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right, now we're going to go close off of today's show for our last set of songs. First up, we have I Hate Music by Bit Was Here.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard I Hate Music by Bit Was Here. Up next is Sarinez by Angine de Poitrine.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and Dallas Sarniez by Agin de Poitrine. So the first set, song we played in the set was I Hate Music, which is an electronic track by Bitwas Here. It embodies her characteristic genre blending production style. It blends highly detailed chaotic sound collage with electronic elements. And thematically, the song channels a gritty internet native and somewhat distressed aesthetic in the sound. So Bitwas Here often explores themes of alienation, hypermodern frustration, and mental exhaustion through her music. Sarniez by Agin de Poitrine uses math rock, which focuses on sculling along with the jittery tempo to make something very, very unique. And the few moments that break from this momentum can't help but stand out by contrast. Plus, there's also some microtonal elements in there as well, which I love. And this leaves the listener wanting more. And the skunky, grungy bassline that opens Sarniez enjoys only a brief spell that prominence before being engulfed by the guitar. So throughout this episode, we explored how rhythm connects musical traditions across cultures and genres, from the layered percussion of West Africa and Latin music to funk jazz, hip-hop, electronic music, and experimental composition. Every artist we've heard today approaches rhythm a little differently. Some use this to make dance, others use it to make tension, but others encourage to listen more closely. And one thing they all have in common is that rhythm is more than just a beat. It's a way that organizes sound, communicates idea, and brings people together through shared movement and experience. I have one more song to play before moving on to the next show. It'll be Driving So Many Emotions by Zoomer. Thanks again for tuning in to The Language of Rhythm, How Patterns Move Us. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Have a great day.